Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a smoky, tension-heavy intro for an old-school jungle and DNB track in Ableton Live 12. The whole idea here is to create that warehouse after midnight feeling. You want haze, distance, broken rhythm, and just enough low-end pressure to pull the listener forward without giving away the drop too early. So this is not about packing every bar with action. It's about restraint, depth, and making the room feel alive before the full drums hit. Think cold concrete, cigarette smoke, flickering light. Distant echoes, maybe even a bit of cassette grit. The intro should feel like the track is already happening somewhere behind a closed door, and we're slowly getting closer. Let's start by setting up the project in a way that keeps decisions fast. Set your tempo to around 170 BPM. That sits nicely in the middle of the jungle and old-school DNB lane. Set global quantization to 1 bar so your changes land cleanly. For warping, use Complex Pro on atmospheric material and beats for drum-based clips. If you like to stay organized, color-code your tracks too. I usually think of drums as warm colors, atmospheres as blue, bass as purple and effects as green. That kind of visual organization sounds small, but when you're automating a lot of layers, it keeps the session moving. For this intro, create a few core tracks. You'll want an atmosphere track, a break layer, a ghost percussion or hits layer, a bass tease or sub track, and then maybe one or two extra tracks for risers, impacts, or noise textures. Even if you don't use every track the whole time, having them ready makes arrangement much easier. Now let's build the atmospheric bed first, because that's the foundation of the whole vibe. A smoky intro needs some kind of sustained harmonic or textural center. That could be a pad, a chord smear, or a sampled ambient bed. If you're building it from scratch in Ableton, load up analog or wave-eatable on an instrument track, then follow it with EQ8, chorus ensemble, hybrid reverb, and utility. For the sound itself, keep it soft and slightly worn. A saw and sine blend works well, or gentle pulse shape if you want something a little more hollow. Don't make it too bright. Roll the low-pass filter down somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, give it a modest attack, so it doesn't click, and let the release breathe out for a few seconds. Slight detune can widen it nicely, but don't overdo the width. You want atmosphere, not trance gloss. Then clean it up with EQ8. High-pass the pad somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub later. If the sound feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And if it's too shiny, shave off some of the top end above 8 or 10 kHz. Chorus ensemble can help widen the pad, but keep it subtle. If you hear the effect too clearly, it's probably too much. Then send it into hybrid reverb with a dark hall or rune character. Long decay is good here, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, with a bit of pre-delay so the attack stays readable. Keep the reverb dark, with a low cut and a high cut, so it feels deep rather than washed out. Musically, keep the harmony simple. Jungle intros often work best with a minor vamp or even one suspended chord that just hangs there. You don't need a big progression. Something like D minor moving to B flat major 7 or F minor to a flat can be enough. Sometimes even a single chord with motion is all you need. The atmosphere is the main event. Now let's bring in some texture, because this is where the sampled, sampler-era character really starts to show up. You can use vinyl distortion, redux, erosion, auto filter, grain delay, echo and hybrid reverb for this part. A good simple texture chain is vinyl distortion into EQ8 into auto filter and then into hybrid reverb. Keep the vinyl distortion light. A little drive, a tiny bit of mechanical noise, just enough grime to make the layer feel real. Then high pass it so it doesn't clutter the low end. If it gets harsh around the upper mids, make a small cut there. After that, use auto filter with a slow moving low pass to create motion and let the filter breathe over time. A dark reverb at the end can make it feel like it's sitting in a bigger room. Texture sources can be anything that feels like a dusty sample stash. Vinyl crackle, field recordings, industrial room tone, distant crowd noise, metal hits, reversed cymbals, even a low train rumble. The point is to make it feel like the intro was pulled from a grimy cassette rather than a polished cinematic library. Next, let's program the drum language, but keep it ghostly. Do not bring in a full break immediately. That gives too much away. Instead, use chopped fragments, snare ghosts, little kick hints, shuffled hats, and reversed percussion. In a drum rack, load up kick, snare, closed hat, maybe a chopped amen snare or ghost slice, a rim shot or woodblock, a rye tap, and a reversed cymbal. For processing, try drum bus into saturator into EQ8 and then a light compressor. Drum bus adds attitude and glue. Keep the boom subtle unless you specifically want more low-end push. Saturator with soft clip enabled can give the brakes some bite. EQ8 can clean up the low-end if the sub is living elsewhere, and the compressor should be gentle, just enough to keep the fragments moving together. The big thing here is space. Don't make the intro too busy. Let the snare ghost answer the pad. Let a hat appear and disappear. Leave little gaps. Jungle intros often feel hypnotic because they repeat with tiny changes, not because they constantly add new material. A great trick is to imply the break rather than fully state it. That makes the eventual drop feel much bigger. Now for the bass tease. This is where you hint at the power without opening the full low-end floodgates. You can use a low sine drone, a filtered Reese preview, a one-note sub pulse, a reverse bass swell, or even a dub siren-style tonal stab. On a MIDI track, Operator is perfect for this. Start with a sine wave, then maybe add a second oscillator very lightly for some harmonic edge. Keep it simple. Then put auto filter after it and keep the cutoff fairly low during the intro. Saturator can help it read on smaller speakers, and utility should keep the sub mono. The bass tease should feel like it's arriving through fog. Don't write a full bass line yet. Use short swells, maybe one root note, maybe a fifth every now and then. If you want it to hit on smaller systems, layer a quiet harmonic copy above the sub. High pass that copy, saturate it lightly, and tuck it under the main note. That way the bass still has presence even if the deepest part doesn't translate on a laptop speaker. Now let's shape the intro arrangement bar by bar. For bars 1 to 4, keep it minimal, atmosphere only, maybe some vinyl or room tone, one chord or drone, and maybe a single hit every couple bars. The job here is to tell the listener where they are. It should feel like the room is opening up. For bars 5 to 8, introduce the ghost break, let the rhythm start breathing. Add a snare ghost, a rim, maybe a few more chopped fragments. Move the filter a little. Maybe let in a tiny bass note near the end of bar 8. For bars 9 to 12, increase the tension. Add more rhythmic detail, open the filter slightly, bring in a reverse cymbal or noise swell, maybe another percussive layer. The goal is to suggest the drop, not reveal it. For bars 13 to 16, start applying the pre-drop pressure. Pull the atmosphere back a little or high pass it more. Add a fill in bar 15 or 16. Bring in a stronger bass tease on the turnaround. Then use a riser or impact to set up the transition. That arrangement logic is what turns a loop into a proper intro. It creates a sense of forward motion, without overloading the mix. Automation is where you really make this thing feel cinematic. Automate your filter cutoff, your reverb wet level, delay feedback, pad volume, break brightness, bass cutoff, stereo width, and noise level. A classic move is to start dark and slowly open up the top end over the course of the intro. Another strong move is to increase the reverb in the early bars, then pull it back right before the drop, so the main groove hits harder. You can also automate the break to get brighter every few bars. And if you want the bass tease to feel like it's creeping closer, let the filter open just a little toward the end. Use curves when you can. Straight automation lines work, but curves tend to feel more musical and natural. For the transition into the drop, old-school jungle and DNB often rely on tension devices more than huge modern risers. A reverse hit into a snare, a short tape stop-style dropout, a one-bar drum mute, or a dub echo tail can all work really well. In Ableton, echo, reverb, utility, auto filter, frequency shifter, and grain delay can all help here. One simple trick is to automate the ambience down slightly in the last one or two bars, maybe take a little width out, maybe cut the break for half a bar, and then slam into the drop. That contrast is what makes the drop feel massive. More layers are not always the answer. Often, the best move is to take air away. Now let's talk about mix balance. Because smoky doesn't mean muddy. Keep the sub mono and clean. Keep atmospheres wide but filtered. Keep the breaks punchy and the mids without harshness. Keep effects tucked behind the groove. Use different reverb sizes for different layers so the space feels believable. Long haul for atmospheres, shorter room for percussion, medium space for effects, and keep the bass mostly dry. A lot of people make the mistake of overbrightening the intro. Old school jungle intros are supposed to feel smoky, not glossy. So if things start getting too crisp, pull back the top end. You want depth and attitude, not polished sheen. A few quick pro moves can make the intro feel much more authentic. Keep everything below about 120 Hz in mono. Layer a ghost kick under the ambience if you want a heartbeat-like tension. Try resampling your own intro, then re-importing it and chopping it again. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow, and it often leads to the most interesting results. You can also create a slightly rough parallel distortion return with saturator, erosion, or drum boss and blend it in quietly for grime. And here's an important coaching thought. A strong intro works because it withholds certainty. The listener should feel the grid, the room, and the swing before they hear the full statement of the track. Delay your strongest identity sounds until closer to the transition. Let one thing be a little wrong on purpose, like a detuned hit or a strange room tone, so it feels sampled and alive. And always prioritize transient contrast. If everything is smeared, the drop won't feel as big. If you want a variation approach, try building the intro from one loop two bar idea and automating it forward. Then export a rough version and listen away from the session. If it still feels like a place, not just a loop, you're on track.